where Ron Paul is right now. Congressman, good to have you.
Thank you, Neil. Good to be with you.
How important is this state for you?
Well, it's very important, but it's not do or die. You know, we expect to pick up some delegates, as we have continued to do so, and we'll continue on.
You know, it's interesting. It is a proportional vote, and along the way,
right,
by proportional vote, even if you're second or third, certainly nothing wrong with that. You've been very, very consistent. You could amass quite a few delegates, whether or not you get the nomination, and certainly you have a powerful voice. I know you obviously
right
want that nomination, but let me ask you about this process and the extremes. You've seen the leaders go up and down. Now Iowa's been recertified to show Santorum won and not Romney. South Carolina, where Romney was winning, he might lose. What's going on within your party?
Well, I don't think the message is very clear. I have a very clear message, but I'm challenging the status quo. The rest of the candidates are part of the status quo, and nobody seems to be happy because they don't see what difference they're going to make. So their numbers come and go, but if you look at ours, you know, there was one time, not too many months ago, they knew that we had a significant group of people that were interested in what I was doing and having a precise definition of what government should be doing. But the ceiling was always 8 or 9%, you know, yeah, he's doing okay, but there's a ceiling. But now the ceiling shifted to about 17 or 18%. Now they're conceding that, you know, it's over 20%. And if you include independents and Democrats, our percentages are much better. You know, not too long ago, there was a poll done where I was up against Obama, and I was equal to Romney in that. So
does it bug
people
you,
want to support
Congressman,
from independents
I agree. I mean,
and Democrats.
You've been a remarkable phenomenon, but I always think you're like a sort of a thin Rodney Dangerfield. You don't get any respect. Does that bug you?
Well, I think a lot of people think that. Certainly John Stewart thinks so. You know, this whole idea. I mean, if you look, somebody told me, you know, from this last debate, I thought I did rather well. And they went down the number of times they mentioned the other three candidates in the review of the debate. And it was, you know, like 80, 90 times, depending on which it was. I was mentioned one time in all the discussion of the debate after it was over.
Right.
Now, you might argue I didn't win, or some people argue that
but
I did.
You had the juice.
But I deserve more than one mention on all the stations. Somebody
very
went and added
point
this, these all up.
Thank you,
so what's going on
there?
You're in this
here
media business.
Thank
I'd like
you
to know exactly
to
how that comes about.